This summer, some of our reporters went back to the communities where they grew up to see how their hometowns have changed. NPR's Cheryl Corley spent most of her adolescence in Harvey, Illinois, about 20 miles south of Chicago's downtown. She left Harvey for college in the 1970s. It was once considered a 20th century boomtown. Now Harvey is a struggling suburb, devastated by a loss of factories, the country's housing crisis, crime, and political infighting.
It's been decades since I really visited Harvey, so first stop on this reunion tour, my alma mater, Thornton Township High School, home of the Wildcats. In the main hallway, a welcome sign in English and Spanish greets visitors, and there's lots of purple and white, the school colors all over the place.
All right, look at the camera for me.
As photographers give quick instructions, a long line of students inches forward, getting ready for new school IDs. Asia Bost, a senior now, says there's a reason she's so Thornton proud.
I like the diversity of the school. It's a lot of different ethnicities, different type of people, different personalities. I'm the captain of the spoken word team. I'm a part of the speech team.
Out in one of the courtyards, there's Principal Tony Ratliff. This day, he's a chef, wearing a purple Wildcat apron, tossing some hot dogs on a grill for students and staff.
Always an honor to have our Wildcats return.
Ratliff is a Thornton graduate himself. He became the principal 6 years ago. When I attended Thornton, there were about 4,500 students, the majority white. It's now less than half that, and mostly African American.
Because of the economy, just over the years in our area, we've lost that homesteadness. One of the disadvantages of our school in particular is it has a high mobility rate. A lot of people in, a lot of people out, you know.
In its heyday, more than 30,000 people lived in the village. Today, it's closer to 25,000, and more than a third live below the poverty line. A drive through Harvey's downtown today is a stark contrast to the bustle of years ago. There's a few banks, a thriving hospital, the YMCA, but they are vastly outnumbered by vacant and boarded up businesses. On the street where I lived, about a mile from Thornton, the home with the big yard my parents were so proud of is abandoned, a tattered wreck. The sky visible through the roof, the tree I planted in the backyard is towering and strong, but the awnings on the house are faded and frail.
My heart aches. You will see as many boarded up homes as there are homes that are occupied.
Ann Davis lived in Harvey for nearly four decades. A retired teacher and union official, Davis and her husband bought their home in 1963.
And guess what? It was employment. We had all kinds of restaurants, and downtown Harvey was vibrant. And so the question becomes, what happened?
There's a ghostly reminder of what happened at the northern edge of town. The vacant Wyman Gordon factory sits like a hulking shell. It's one of many manufacturers that employed thousands in Harvey, but dried up or left town for areas with lower labor costs. Ever since, Harvey has struggled with declining tax revenues, high levels of crime, and poverty. Along Dixie Highway, there is a new business called Entrance Entertainment Venue. It sits on the corner of a site once dominated by a defunct mall.
In the front, we have a bar grill, which we have a full-size menu.
Co-owner Joseph Brooks says there's space for concerts and other events in the back. He says it's a good opportunity for him and for Harvey.
Almost definitely. That allows me to bring employment in the black community.
That's the first item on the agenda for many in Harvey, but a plague of crime, charges of financial mismanagement, and political infighting at City Hall hasn't helped matters much. Still, there are some bright spots, including some beautiful homes that remain, plus a few factories, and the library, where I used to study, looks brand new. There's books, computers, and on Tuesday nights,
take it back,
adult line dancing classes. The dance class is just one of many services the library offers, says Antonia McBride, the head of circulation. McBride grew up in Harvey, left for college, and returned. McBride knows lots of young professionals won't stick around the Chicago suburb, but she hopes for a turnaround.
And have people see the location as being someplace where it could become prosperous again. But I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon.
And as I remember what Harvey used to be and visit it now as an adult, it seems as if it would almost take a miracle for the suburb where I grew up to see a glimmer of its former days. Cheryl Corley, NPR News.